A volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Nico Kwiatkowski, Joe Aaron, Paul Rowland, and Vincent Arthur. The producer is Mike Klepfer. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. The Cable Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Janka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, join us for Democracy Now!, a news magazine hosted by award-winning journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 9 o'clock, it's Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective, hosted by Joanne Hardesty. At 9, stay with us for Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, with host Teresa Mitchell. And at 9:30, Fight the Empire, host Per Fogering connects the dots between history and the latest world events. At 10 o'clock, it's Air Cascadia, news, headlines, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11:30, on Between the Covers, host Gene Bradley speaks with David Truer about his life, work, and his new novel, Prudence, a story of love, loss, identity, and desire in World War II-era America.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It's that time once again after the Wednesday afternoon news. Every week we have News from the Boo, our 15-minute segment about items of interest to the KBOO community, things going on here at the station and in the greater KBOO community area. We're joined today with station co-manager Mike Crenshaw. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And Aaron and I were commenting about how impressed we are with the state of the studio today. Everything is spick and span, and
Very clean.
We've got something big coming up this weekend, right?
That's right. We've got the KBOO open house coming up, so we got the carpet clean. I mean, you could eat off the floor if you wanted to. And we will have refreshments down here Saturday. So if you want to come by, I didn't just say Sunday, did I?
Nope.
Good. Okay. It is Saturday. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're having a very special guest. We've got Charlotte O'Neill, a.k.a. Mama C, coming all the way from Tanzania. She's on tour in the United States for Black History Month, which was February, and Women's History Month, which is March. So she got here in February, and she's been touring, and one of the last stops on her tour is going to be Portland, Oregon. So she's going to stop in KBOO Studios Saturday, and she's going to be hanging out with us and do a live performance on The Motif, Eugene Rashad's jazz show, in the afternoon from about 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So I encourage people to, you know, give yourselves the opportunity to meet Mama C. She's an amazing artist. She's an amazing person, and we're going to have fun.
And why don't you tell us the story of how you met Mama C?
I've talked a lot about the African Hip Hop Caravan, and the last time I went to Tanzania. That was one of the stops. And outside of Arusha is a village called Mbasini. Mama C and her husband, Brother Pete O'Neill, had fled the United States in 1970 as political refugees. So they lived in relative exile in Tanzania for close to, I think, over 40 years. One of the things that they did while they were in Tanzania was they built the United African Alliance Community Center. And there they have Leaders of Tomorrow Leadership Academy for youth, where they train young people in leadership skills. Basically educate them on how to create the world that we need to have, not only in Africa, but internationally. So these young people are being prepared to figure out how to create a more just, equitable society globally. And I got to stay there for a week when I was there in Tanzania in November. And I met Mama C. We got to know each other a little bit. And I said, you know, would you like to come to Portland? So she said, well, I usually come to the States in February and March. So here she is. She's coming, and it'll be a good time. We're doing a few events as part of this leg of the tour. We'll be in Cleveland High School Friday morning, the 20th. We'll be in Sunnyside Environmental School on that afternoon. So if any of you listeners have students at either of those schools, yeah, this should be exciting.
Describe her music, if you could.
She plays a couple of different traditional instruments. Mama C is a rebel and a revolutionary, so she plays traditional African instruments that were intended to be played for men, by men. And she also formulates relationships with people globally who also break down boundaries. So she's down with women from different countries and continents that play instruments that traditionally were supposed to be played by men. She comes from a family of jazz musicians. She's also a singer and a poet herself. One of the songs we recorded there has been made available in a recent ES that KBOO put out to donors and supporters. It's called Our Soul Power. So some of the listeners may have heard that song. And she's also considered the godmother of Tanzanian hip hop. So she's avid supporter of the hip hop scene in Tanzania. And if you were to go to a hip hop show in Arusha, Tanzania, you know, chances are you might see Mama C there amongst the youth. When we played Arusha, Tanzania, the show was, it was outdoors, so it's hard to say if it was sold out, but it seemed to be over 1,000 people, like back to back, shoulder to shoulder. And you can see this woman who's you know, she's over 60 years old, like in the middle of the pit, almost like a mosh pit, like holding her own. So I don't know, it's inspiring to be around somebody who I'm hoping that when in a few years when I'm, you know, when I've been around as long as Mama C's been around, that I'll be as tough as she is.
Does she get pushback in Tanzania for trying to stretch traditional gender roles, or is she embraced because she's a role breaker?
I think that there's both of those things have been part of her experience, but she's pretty determined to do what she wants to do, how she wants to do it. Anybody that's around her, it's going to be evident that she's a force of nature. So I think that probably the response is one of inspiration more so than one of I guess, some type of negative reaction.
Yeah. So, Mama C, you can catch her here on the 21st at KBOO's open house.
That's right, and she'll play some music and she'll do some poetry between 2 and 3 o'clock. 20 Southeast 8th for those of you that want to come and you don't know where we're at. So, yeah, this Saturday from 1 to 5 is the whole meet and greet, and from 2 to 3 she'll be doing a live performance on the motif with Eugene Rashad. And that night we have another event that KBOO is also co-sponsoring, but for those of us that might be on the north end of town or can't make it out during the day, we're going to have something at the International Cup Cafe in New Columbia. This is an African Liberation, Justice, and Political Prisoners benefit for All African People's Revolutionary Party, the African Hip Hop Caravan in Oregon, Jericho. It does a lot of political prisoner support work. And that is going to be Saturday, March 21st from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Columbia International Coffee Shop, 9022 North Newman Avenue, Portland, Oregon.
What's going to be going on there? Describe that.
There, I would like to do a report. I haven't really done an official report back in Portland. I've done some work in the schools where I share pictures and stories about the trip, but I want to do a public event where I do a report back on the African Hip Hop Caravan. So I'll be sharing a multimedia presentation about the trip and talking about how Mama C and I met. And then she's going to play some music and do some spoken word.
Oh, and, great.
Yeah, so she'll be performing live that night. Yeah.
So she's got a busy day.
She does have a busy day.
Sounds like she only has busy days.
Yeah, she pretty... I mean, when I was there, one of the things I found inspiring was I'd like to see like-minded people. And she's an artist, and she's a revolutionary, and I consider us to be kindred spirits. But she would wake up at 6 in the morning and be on the road into town. Arusha, she's in the village of Embassini. That's where the community center is. It's about a 45-minute drive from Arusha. So she'd be in town doing engagements all day. And then she'd come back for dinner or after dinner, maybe even, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. But because she's a creative person, then she would be, once the inspiration struck, she might be up all night, you know, writing. So I see that this lifestyle is something that others have too. So she's one of those folks. I'm one of those people.
So Mama C fled the United States, you said, as a political refugee of mm-hmm. sorts. Mm-hmm. But she feels safe back here in the United States. Now, do you think she'll ever... Is Tanzania home, or is she...
So Tanzania is home, but she still has family here. Now, her husband, Brother Pete O'Neill, his charges haven't been dropped, okay? So they feel that they were falsely accused and charged of crimes that they did not commit because it was in a climate of severe and brutal state repression at the time. So when they got... When Brother Pete was arrested and incarcerated, he was let out on bail, and that's when they left the country. Since then, Mama C's charges have been dropped, so she's able to come back and tour the United States, but they won't drop Brother Pete O'Neill's charges. So home is Tanzania, but she's able to come here too.
And she has a website, is that right? People can... Yes. Check out if they want to find out more.
Yeah, looks that like. Is Mama Charlotte's World.
Mama Charlotte's Word?
Mama Charlotte's Word 2011.wordpress.com. Should I spell that out?
No, that's Mama Charlotte's Word 2011.wordpress.com.
That's right.
Check it out to find out more.
Mm-hmm. At the evening event, are you also going to be performing live, or is it going to be recorded?
I might do a spoken word piece. I'm not going to be playing like a live hip-hop set. And I haven't arranged for it to be recorded, but that might be something I should do for KBOO between now and Saturday's. Plan on doing that. I know that Eugene Rashad's show should be automatically archived. So
excellent.
Maybe we'll have a KBOO volunteer there recording.
Could be.
Yeah, you guys. You hear that? So no, I will actually talk to some people and see if we can work that out.
Anything else that? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron. Anything else we should know about the open house on Saturday here? Any other events going on that listeners might be interested in?
Those are the only ones I'm thinking about okay. This weekend. That's going to keep me busy. So again, between 1 and 5 p.m., we'll be down here Saturday, and there will be refreshments catered, and it should be a good time.
Yeah, and just kind of an easy, low-pressure way for people to come check out the station, mm-hmm. see how they might be able to help out. See, I think volunteers fill all sorts of niches here. Some people are mopping the floor. Some people are out recording events. Right. Some people are on the air. Some people are engineering.
That's right. And we're coming into our event season. There's a lot of festivals coming up. So the weather gets warm. We're going to have... the Waterfront Blues Festival, July 4th weekend. Let's see, we're going to have Pickathon this summer. There's going to be a lot of events to plug volunteers into, whether people want to help set up at events, help engineer and record events, or table events. So,
and if you want to meet the people who are involved with the news department or with music or with any other aspect of the station, this open house is a great time to come down and meet those people to see where you, as a listener, might fit in as a volunteer and to see where your membership dollars are going and how we spend them here. I, I assure you, we're frugal, and you'll be, I hope, impressed with how your money translates into the signal you're hearing now.
And I want to say a little bit more about that night. There's since I've had the opportunity to travel to the continent of Africa in different countries and cities numerous times, it's part of my responsibility to create and to support the creation of other opportunities for people to do so. So the benefit that night that's going to be at the International Cup Cafe in New Columbia is a fundraiser for an upcoming trip that some of the comrades will be taking to Africa, to different countries in Africa, and helping set up educational centers. So just want to let people know about that.
So keeping the momentum going.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for letting us in on all that stuff. We hope that all of you who are listening to this right now, come on down and see us on Saturday. Come see Mike and Mama C and Eugene Rashad on Saturday night. And we look forward to talking to you all next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland. In the background there, fellow Ransom Kuti and the Africa 70. Coming up on Occupy Radio, we're going to have some recordings from a community gathering that was held in Dawson Park on International Women's Day. And much more. So stay tuned.